Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. The new Federal Reserve Board chairman made his debut on Capitol Hill today. Ben Bernanke delivered his first assessment of the economy. And he said that despite problems caused by high oil prices and the hurricanes, the economy is doing well. John Dimsdale joins us from Marketplace's Washington Bureau. And John, well, how did he do on his first day out?
Well, he came into the committee room with under some pretty daunting circumstances. This is a huge committee, nearly 70 members, and the questions can come from way out in left field. Every one of them has a pet cause or a theory. And that's where Alan Greenspan showed his famous diplomatic and political skills. But Ben Bernanke has enough experience in Washington to really hold his own. Plus, he was a seasoned academic lecturer, so he gave pretty clear, confident answers. If anything, they were less convoluted than Greenspan. In his opening statement, he predicted the economy will have a strong 3.5% growth this year, low unemployment, low inflation. He did raise two concerns about the future: higher energy costs and the possibility that frothy housing prices might be poised for a tumble.
Given the substantial gains in house prices and the high levels of home construction activity over the past several years, prices and construction could decelerate more rapidly than currently seems likely. Slower growth in home equity, in turn, might lead households to boost their saving and trim their spending relative to current income by more than is now anticipated.
Well, John, speaking of housing and home prices, I'm sure everyone wanted to know what he had to say about interest rates.
Yeah, he basically repeated what the Fed said at its last meeting, that interest rates are still relatively low, even after almost 2 years of these gradual increases, and that more hikes may be necessary. The consensus out there seems to be that there's going to be one, maybe two more raises this year, and then the Fed will stop and see what happens.
And you spoke a little bit earlier about the big shadow that Alan Greenspan still casts over these hearings. After all, he was Fed chairman for 18 years. But he has come in for some criticism, hasn't he, lately?
He has. You know, he's in big demand, as you might expect, from financial groups who figure that he can now speak freely about what he really thinks about the economy. So he's been hitting the lecture circuit, supposedly earning more than his annual salary for each speech, I might add. His speeches have been private, but the rumors fly that he's predicting more interest rate increases. So he's been moving markets and having some influence. And some say this is all too fast, that Greenspan's not allowing the new guy to establish his own credentials. They think the former chairman should lay low for a while before going out in public. Bernanke was asked about that and declined comment other than to say that former members are allowed to speak publicly as long as they don't reveal any confidential information. Coming up later today on Marketplace, Walmart already offers some of the lowest prices on toilet paper and soda. Can they do the same with mortgages and bank fees?
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.